Unit 1. You can write poetry.
Lesson 7. Trading poems.
March 1st. Dear Li Ming, we studied poetry in school this week. We read many different kinds of poems. Poetry is a beautiful way to express thoughts and feelings. I said to our teacher, I wish I could be a poet. He said, good, because I want all of you students to write poems for me. I decided to write about nature. I visited a lake last year. The water was so clear. I climbed a hill and looked down at the water. I could see the bottom. But it was hard to write that poem. My teacher said, you're always saying funny things, Danny. Why don't you try writing a funny poem? So I wrote a funny poem about a donut. Later, I decided to write a limerick about you. I hope you like it. A student whose name was Li Ming took some lessons to learn how to sing. His voice was so strong, when he sang his first song, they could hear him from here to Beijing. Danny.
March 12th. Dear Danny, thanks for the poem. I laughed when I got to the end. I liked your poem so much that I decided to write one for you. Danny's awake. It's breakfast time. Out of his room, into the kitchen he runs. Now he counts them. There are only 7. Usually, he eats 8 or 9. Today, Danny will go to school hungry. 7 aren't enough. Li Ming. Danny Dinosaur, 942 9th Avenue, Edmonton, Alberta, Canada, T5N3K2.
Is it a riddle?
Let's do it. In a small group, write a poem like the one in Li Ming's postcard. First, choose a word your group likes. Use each letter in this word to begin a line of your poem. Then, make a poster to display your poem on the wall. Which poem is the best?